everybody. My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
Everybody's girl. Oh yeah. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. I'm glad that you're listening to this radio station, to this radio show, and that you're listening to punk rock music played by the band called Dwarves. This song by the band Dwarves, and the name of the song is Everybody's Girl. I've opened this radio show. This song was released on their 1997 album called The Dwarves, A Young and Good Looking. The reason I played this song is not only because this is a very good song, the reason is that Dwarves are playing this Sunday at the Fortune Salad Club. They're playing a concert. This is a long weekend, so Sunday night should be a fun night especially for people who are going to Fortune Sound Club to see Dwarves and who don't have to work the next morning. Welcome to the show, my friends. This radio show, I will be playing lots of punk rock music for you, and mostly by the band called The Real Mackenzies. The Real Mackenzies played two shows on Tuesday and Wednesday, basically two nights in a row, at the Red Room, I got a chance to interview Paul McKenzie, the leader of the band. We did the interview a couple weeks ago when the band got here to start their Canadian tour. And we've met the Pets Pub, and we've talked about 15 minutes. And I'll play you this conversation today on the show. The band has a brand new studio album. The name of the album is West Winds. This album came out in March, and the It was released in the world on Fat Records, and in Canada, the album was released on Stomp Records, a great record label from Montreal. Let's listen. Let's check out a couple of new songs from The Real McKenzies. They were fantastic and unbelievable last two nights. We had a really, really great time watching the band live. And yes, then after that, we'll get down to the interview. So let's listen. I'd like you to start with a song called The Message. This is a brand new song from Real McKenzies. And The Real McKenzies... they're an amazing band, local band from Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's listen. This is track number 4 of the brand new album, West Winds, The Real McKenzies, and this is a song called The Message. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, and this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard two brand new songs from the local band called The Real Mackenzies, from the band's new studio album called West Winds. The last song we heard, it was a song called My Head Is Filled With Music, and the first track we heard, that was a song called The Message. I would like to play you the interview, as I promised, interview with Paul Mackenzie, the leader and the frontman of the band. I'd like to apologize in advance because the interview took place at the Pets Pub. A couple weeks ago, the band was doing a secret show. They played a show at the release event for the book, and the name of the book is Five Little Bitches, and the Real Mackenzies played a secret show under their secret name, I guess, and the name of the band they were on the poster was Flying Mackenzies Brothers. So I went there, did the interview, and it was at the Pets Pub, and Paul, he didn't have that much time because they were scheduled to go on stage, so the interview took place right at the at the venue where everyone is drinking, talking, so it's a little bit loud, and there's the reason we're yelling sometimes that loud, because the noise was pretty at the high level. So I hope that won't affect the listening experience. But yeah, here's the first part of two parts interviews with Paul Mackenzie. In this first part, we talked about the new album, and especially about three songs on the album: Fool's Road, I Do What I Want, and the untitled track. This is a song about Fat Mike, the singer from NoFX and Ben's longtime friend. So we'll talk a little bit about this album, and then talk about those three specific songs, and then I'll play all those three songs for you. But for now, let's listen to our interview with Paul Mackenzie. Please bear with us, it was a little loud, but I hope it will be a pleasant experience. That's it, so let's listen. This is interview with Real Paul Mackenzie. Your brand new album is called West Winds, and it came out on March 27th on Fat Records. As a fan of Real Mackenzies, I really like the new record, and the songs are a little bit mellow, but I think they're really well written and well produced. Would you agree if that this album is a little bit more mellow, and if so, is there a reason for that?
Well, I would agree that musically it's a little mellow, but if you really look at the lyrics and what the songs are about, they're just as ferocious and rebel as ever, if not more so.
Yeah, actually, talking about the songs, because I'd like to a little bit spend a couple of questions on individual songs. The second song, Fool's Road, is probably the fastest and the fastest song on the album. Musically, where you have lyrics and you have a great riff of guitar and bagpipes, and you're also mentioning Stooges and MC5. Is that the song, is that what the Real Mackenzies are all about?
Well, I have to admit that it was written sort of as a signature song for us.
Yes.
I wrote lyrics about us. Yeah, and it was really cool. And I have to admit that when I took a character for what great singer who was dead that I'm going to pick, sometimes I pick Otis Redding, sometimes, I mean, my character, my spirit in the studio, that one on that song was Freddie Mercury. And here's to Freddie Mercury and Queen. We love them.
The next song on the album is my favorite song, I Do What I Do.
Do what I want. Say it. Do what I want.
Do what I want, sir.
I do what I do. Right on.
Would you agree, is it the best song on the album?
Well, I don't really have a favorite, because I've been working on them. They're all my babies, and I love all my babies. But I really enjoyed the way that it kind of flip-flops with the government and sort of lets the people know that it's not all what it seems, and if you believe it, you're a fool. We are the moral majority.
And the last song on the album is Untitled Track. It's a song about Fat Mike. Is it like a tribute to a longtime buddy?
Well, let me tell you, yes. And we love Fat. We love Mike. He's a great guy. But we wanted to hassle him. Now, there's a timing signature called 1-4-5 that he hates.
Really?
And he also hates, whoa! And we only know this from having had recorded this with him. So we made sure we wrote a song with everything that he... Well, we wanted to bug him, and it's a labor of love, because if we didn't know him and he didn't let us know this about himself, we wouldn't have done that. But another thing that happened in the studio is that for the whole recording of that song, we didn't give any member of the band any more than 15 minutes to do their stuff in the studio. If you didn't do your stuff in 15 minutes, you don't get it, or it's going to be shitty. And so everyone did their stuff on that song in 15 minutes. So there's six members of the band. It took 45 minutes to record that song, everything, and to mix.
Yeah.
If you took any more than the engineer too, 15 minutes, that's all you get. So in retrospect, I think it turned out really well.
Is that the reason why you're saying in the beginning of the song, oh, give me a moment, I need to finalize the lyrics? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that is said in between tracks. One of the things that happened in Nanza is that Nansen, the guy, every time someone said fuck, when they fucked something up, he recorded it. And then he put it all together like, fuck, 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 oh, fuck. And I remembered all of it, because all of my fuck-ups, I remembered every time I said fuck. But it gets a lot really dynamic, and we're going to release that song one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds,
fuck,
but we're going to call it fuck. And that's all, the lyrics are fuck, fuck, fuck.
I just got to get a structure here.
We're here with the signature 145 guaranteed to get you sex. Unless you're playing in a place in a band that they call no effects. This song's a mic. And it's 145. Here's one for Mike. And it's 145. Harmony, minor, beat, and mixolydian, this and that. Melody and harmony, minus 7 major, 3 recycled. Also, power, power, hours, we return. The 145, cause we know it makes you burn. And he doesn't like to be spit upon. His lips can be a synapse of blow. His new girlfriend's a dominatrix. Too bad the old one had to go. We don't mean to bother you, but we ain't got no stash. Not enough for us, all the worst of us, cause you didn't send us no cash. This song's a mic, and it's 145. Here's one for Mike, and it's 145. This song's for Mike, and it's 145. Here's one for Mike.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We just heard three new songs from the local band called The Real Mackenzies, from their brand new studio album called West Winds. The band just played two fantastic shows at the Red Room on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I got a chance to interview Paul Mackenzie, and we just heard the first part of the interview. The second one is coming right after. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you. So the last song, it's untitled track, it's the last track on the new album, but basically this is a song about Fat Mike, owner of Fat Records, the record recording label for Real Mackenzies, and singer of the band called NoFX. It's, as Paul said, it's like a long time, like it's they wanted to tease him and to not to make fun of him, but you know, to joke around a little bit about him. And then before that we heard a song called I Do What I Want. And that was because originally when Fat Wreck, they posted the track listing for the new album, they made a mistake and they called the song I Do What I Do. And then I got the promo CD, and I didn't really bother to, you know, to check, you know, the name of the songs. So I just made a copy for my iPod, like on MP3 copies from the CD, and I copied the songs from Fat Track website. So I got the name of the song wrong. So I always thought that the name of the song was I Do What I Do instead of I Do What I Want. So when I said to Paul, and what about this song I Do What I Do, he got really angry and disappointed at me, and he made me say, no, the name of the song is I Do What I Want. And, you know, it kind of, you know, my version of the title of the track kind of, you know, messes up the whole idea of the song. But yeah, that was the song I Do What I Want, probably so far my favorite song of released this year. It's really well written, and, you know, really good message in the song I Do What I Want. Yeah, and that basically says everything what the song is about. And the first track we heard, it was the second track of the album called Fool's Road. Yeah, Paul mentions Stooges and the MC5 and in the song. And it's basically, you know, the song is what the Real McKenzies are all about. It's a song about the band, and that's what Paul said. Let's get to the second part of the interview. In the second part of the interview, I had a little, like, questions basically all over the place, just mostly about the band, a little bit about Paul, and some couple of I don't know, funny questions, I guess. Okay, let's listen. This is the second part of the interview with Paul from the Real McKenzies. And again, sorry again for the sound. I hope it's listenable. But yeah, the sound quality is not the best because we did that at the Pets Pub. It's right there. But let's listen. This is interview, the second part of the interview with Paul McKenzie.
Over the past 20 years, there have been several reincarnation of Real McKenzies. What's the current lineup right now?
The current lineup is, the Canadian lineup is Herr Brunt on guitar. And he played bass on the album. We got Guamper on bass.
Uh-huh, from Smoke or Fire.
Yep, and I think I'm going to be doing a couple of tracks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on sax, harmonica, Penny Whistle. Do you want to know anything more about me? Me, I'm a lead singer, me. No, we've got the Bone on guitar. We've got a new drummer from DOA, Jesse, and he's working out really well. And we've got Aspie from Spain. And he's put his Galician pipes away, and he's got the Scottish war pipes. Quah! So you'll be seeing a lot of him. And we're all really stoked and happy to be doing this, as usual.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about your previous bass player, Carl Alvarez, the member of Descendants and All. I am a huge fan of his style and his bass style. Could you please...
He's a great guy, personally. I mean, let me tell you, I've known a lot of really great players, but personally, they have flaws in their personality, and they think they're the greatest thing since Borscht. But let me tell you, Carl Alvarez is not only a wonderful, heartfelt spirit, but he's also a very good musician, and it's a pleasure. I mean, I can hardly wait to see him when we go to Colorado. He's going to bring his mandolin on stage, and I'm looking forward to that.
Before the Real McKenzies, you were in the legendary Vancouver band called Enigmas. On January 8th, 2010, you played a reunion show. Could you please share the experience? How was it playing the songs from the 15 years ago?
Well, I had a really good time. It was nice to see people that had lived. So many of us hadn't survived.
Yeah.
Due to whatever, and you know what I'm talking about. Rock and roll is pretty harsh. But it was really nice to see all these people come out of the woodwork, people that had families and jobs and stuff, and to see them. And it was a very enlightening experience for me. But it made me also realize that my future is not with reunion bands, but with the band that we're going to hear tonight. You know, like those guys, they put their jobs aside for a little while to rehearse, and it was a novelty for them, as it was for me too. But, you know, I have to get right back into the van or into the jet and go and do the rock and roll. The Real McKenzies.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
You also were a member of the band called TT Racer. Could you please tell a little bit about this band?
Well, TT Racer was a rock and roll band that I formed soon after the breakup of the Enigmas. But I was in a couple of other bands like the Gutter Snipes, who toured with DOA across the U.S. and Canada. TT Racer had an opportunity to have a PolyGram, this developing deal in Los Angeles, have rubbed elbows with the rock and roll and stuff. We hung out with Guns N' Roses and all those Skid Row guys and all that. There's a bottom line to that. Everyone said in that genre, they said, great band, but who's the punk? And I'm the guy that put it together. So they all went off and became, everyone in that band became destroyed. LA destroyed them. Cocaine, heroin, alcohol. And I looked around and I said, well, I'm surrounded by junkies. I'm out of here. So I went back to Vancouver, got a job, and I knew it wasn't long before I'd put something else together, and this was it.
That was Real McKenzie's.
Yeah.
Couple last questions. Do you know that there is a connection between the Real McKenzie's and Slade Roofing?
Slade
Roofing.
Slade Roofing?
No, roofing. Roof. Then you have a roof, and you have
Slade Roofing.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to mention the only connection that the Real McKenzie's have between us and Slate Roofing is Halifax. After the large explosion in 1917, I didn't know that there was a connection. What is it?
Do you know Melanie Kay?
Yes.
She said that she let you stay in your house, if you can slate her roof.
Well, the reality of that is that when she got her roof appraised, the guy was going to charge her something like $3,000, and we said, fuck that. Go get the shingles, we'll do it in an afternoon. And we did it. But we're laborers, you know. What do you think we do between tours?
That's what, yeah.
You know, I'm a carpenter, I'm a concrete worker, I'm a shingler, I'm a hair fencer, whatever.
So you did a great job.
No, I hope so.
I know she's still satisfied.
Oh, that's good. Years later. It's guaranteed, you know.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at the house of McLaren, and the first thing I saw was the Real McKenzie's poster.
And did you say hi to Sheena?
She wasn't there. They told me everything about it. Is it the best store in the Vancouver, British Columbia?
Yes, the best store on the West Coast.
On the West Coast?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Sheena and her husband are great people, and her sister. And I think that there's a lady there that is Ukrainian. She's Russian.
Yeah, and I was buying for my wife as a present the postcard, and it says McKenzie, the last name. And she said,
well, thank you.
And she said, you're a Russian guy. Why the hell you're buying a postcard? The McKenzie, last name for a Russian wife. And I said, oh, there's a long story. We're fans of Real McKenzie's.
And then she went, cluck, 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 cluck.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah, and the last couple questions about drinking. I know that you're professionals at consuming alcohol. What are your favorite types of beer and favorite?
Well, I like all beer that's good.
Yes.
I don't like bad alcohol. Bad beer, I won't even drink.
Is there bad beer?
Oh, yeah. There's Let's Go from Croatia. Absolute garbage. We don't drink bad booze. We'll, you know, a lot of people, we have a reputation like, oh, they'll drink anything, but we won't. There's a lot of really bad booze that we won't drink. But medium to good booze, we'll drink all of it. As a result of it, we have to eat right and take good care, because it's a long, long, long road we have ahead of us.
And the final question, who do you think are the best drinkers in the world? Scottish, Irish, Canadian, Russians?
I think the best drinkers in the world are all the dead ones, because that's what it's going to fucking do to you eventually. I think that they're probably equal. I mean, there are champions, but all of the people that you mentioned have good booze. So I don't think it's It's who's the best drinker, but it's how you drink and how much fun you have and what a good time you have with your friends. And you raise the glasses and drink to your health, your beauty, your spirit, and those are the best drinkers. And it makes sure you get enough to eat.
Based on that, I think the real Mackenzies are the best drinkers.
Well, we try.
Yeah, and you're very successful at that.
Well, when there is an Olympic event, drinking, we will be the gold medalists. We will be the ones at the top.
Yeah, all three places.
Around the kitchen table. And we also like to smoke marijuana.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And that was the interview, the poll of the Real Mackenzies. I'd really like to apologize again. You know, like the sound quality is not the best, but that's what we had to do. We had limited time because Paul had to go on stage. So we quickly did this 15-minute conversation, and I've played those conversation for you. Hope that was interesting. And I also like to play a little bit of music. Two songs, which are not by the Real Mackenzies, but they are related to Real Mackenzies. The first song is by the band called Enigmas. Paul mentioned a little bit about this band. This is his first band he started, and this is was the band prior to Real Mackenzies. Enigmas, they released two EPs, and I'd like you to play one of those songs, Rush Hour in Russia. This is a nice tune. And then I also, Paul also mentioned in the interview they have a new bagpipes player. His name is Aspi, and he is from Spain. Very, very nice guy, and I got a chance to talk to him at one of those shows the band played at the Red Room. And turns out that he is also bagpipes playing from the Spanish band called Bastards on Parade. And it was really funny. He said, do you play any other bands besides Real Mackenzies? Because you're from Spain, you probably have a band there. And he said, yeah, I play this and this small band you probably don't know, Bastards on Parade. And then I was thinking, and yes, and I said, you know, I know your band and I have some records from you guys and you're very good. And he said, oh, thank you. He was surprised. And so I've found one of those songs by Bastards on Parade, and I'd like you to play one of the songs. So let's listen to Enigmas, Rush Hour in Russia, and the Spanish band Bastards on Parade, featuring the new bagpipes player of the Real Mackenzies. His name is Aspi. Let's listen. Enigmas, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, and I believe Rush Hour in Russia. This song is from 1985 and from band's EP Strangely Wild. But yeah, let's listen. This is Rush Hour in Russia.
Come in. Ooh, looking at my window.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We all fall down. My name is Tim, and we just heard two songs. The last song, it was from the Spanish band called Bastards on Parade. That was a song called Pipes and Drunks from the band's self-titled album, which came out back in 2010. This is the Spanish band, and they are from Galicia. I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. This is a region in Spain. And their bagpipes player is now the bagpipes player for the Real McKenzies. His name is Aspi, very nice gentleman. And yes, and that's his other band. And that was a song by them. And the first track we heard, it was a song called Rush Hour in Russia. And that was a song by the band called Enigmas from 1985, a local band, the first band Paul McKenzie was in, his first major band, the band before the Real McKenzies. The Enigmas, they released two EPs, one in 1983 and the other one in 1985. This is one from 1985 one, and the name of this EP was Strangely Wild. And yeah, as I said, it was Rush Hour in Russia. And you know, as usual, in the end of the show, I usually play songs by the bands which are performing in Vancouver this upcoming weekend. More like, you know, nine times out of ten, those are local bands, and this time is not exception. There is a show on Saturday, and the show is at the Tom Lee Music. I never been there, and I didn't even know there are shows there, but my friend Lindsay, who is owner of the booking company called Indie Star Live, she is hosting a show there, and as I understand, they've been doing the shows for several months there. As I understand, this is all ages show. The doors are at 6 p.m., so it's an early show at Tom Lee Music. And there are some young bands are playing there. Sweetheart, Sharks on Fire, Friends of Seven, Everyone Everywhere, and Bridges Out. I'm going to the shows, and I'm excited to see Everyone Everywhere. That's a band from Victoria. And I played their song on the show in February when they played the Media Club. They're like a pop punk band, and I like their sound, and the other band I'm excited to see, and I never seen them before, called Sharks on Fire. They play in an interesting mix of pop punk and this, you know, Nintendo kind of music, because they have those really, you know, cheap tune type of synthesizers, and I heard them only on their Bandcamp page, and I never saw them live, but they're supposed to be a good band live, so I'm stoked to see those two bands, and I'd like you to play songs by those two bands for you, if you don't mind. We have about 7 minutes left, and this is exactly perfect for two songs by local bands. Let's start with the band called Everyone Everywhere. Sorry, Everyone Everywhere. They are from Victoria, British Columbia. And the band just had a brand new EP. And the name of the EP is Chesterfield. And I'd like to play for you a title track from his brand new EP from Everyone Everywhere. So let's listen. This is Everyone Everywhere from Victoria, and this is Chesterfield.
Now that we
try it for.
Get ready for Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo. A mayhem of indie Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends. The Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Charan Porantan, and Praha Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot in Saloon?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We all fall down, and we are almost done here at CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard two songs by local bands. The last song was by the band called Sharks on Fire. That was a song called Air Combat from their Bandcamp page, and it's as their Bandcamp page states, it's their last single. As I said, they have this mix of, you know, this Nintendo-sounding keyboards and pop punk music, and before that we heard a band from Victoria called Everyone Everywhere from their brand new EP called The Chesterfield, and that was the title track from this EP. Both bands, along with Sweetheart Bridges Out and Friends of Seven, are playing this Saturday at Tom Lee Music Canada. This is a music store at the 929 Granville Street. As I said, I didn't even know they did shows there, but that's an all ages venue, as I guess, and that as their Facebook says, there are 114 people going to this event, so this should be a good and popular show. That said, if you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on citr.ca and also on my blog We All Fall Down, citr.tumblr.com. If you like to give me a feedback, you can always send me, or like maybe some requests, you can send me an email on weallfalldown.citr@gmail.com. I asked for some feedback a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, I don't remember, yeah, 2 weeks ago, I think. And I got some feedback from some regular listeners, and I'd like to say a big, big, big thank you to all those guys who gave me feedback and... basically, you know, requested something. There was some really, really good constructive criticism, which I really appreciate, and it helps me work on my show better. And yeah, if you have any requests, if you like to give me constructive criticism, or if you just want to send me an email, the email address is weallfalldown.citr@gmail.com. That's it, and I would like to finish up the show with a song from Lagwagon. Yesterday was an international Lagwagon Day. Lagwagon Day is May 16th, because the band has a song called May 16th on their album Let's Talk About Feelings. I'd like to finish the show with the song Lagwagon, May 16th, from their album Let's Talk About Phoenix. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Lagwagon. We'll be right back.
Just another sound.